the sorcerers did in like manner. I want to talk to you about ungodly powers and the danger of the occultic. Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare protection over each and every one of us. We declare grace over all of us. We put on the full armor of God. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Exodus chapter 7, we see signs, wonders, and miracles beginning to happen through Moses and Aaron. In verse 10, we see the rod of Aaron become a serpent before Pharaoh's eyes. Verse 11 says, "But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments." The following verses then talk about the first plague released upon Egypt. That was the water became blood. But now look at verse 22. The Bible says, "Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments." I want you to notice in verse 11 and 22 that there is a real dark power associated with these verses. Satan has been given some power and authority to give to people who are willing to become his slaves. Now, before I go any further, I want to read to you from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Now please turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. The Bible says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus Christ has all authority. The enemy trembles before Jesus, but that does not mean the enemy should not be respected. What do I mean? Turn with me to the book of Jude, the book right before Revelation, and let's look at verse 9. The Bible says, "Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" I believe the Bible makes it clear that we are not to be foolish regarding spiritual warfare. If you are currently involved or have been involved in occultic activity, I want to share with you a few scriptures that will help release you. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Who's him that was overcome? That is the enemy, that's the devil. He's been overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 19. The Bible says, "Also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all." If you have books on magic or astrology or similar books, I would encourage you to burn them or shred them. It's not enough to throw them in a trash can, because the satanic roots are still attached to those materials. Talking about magic, there's two types of magic. There's white magic, which is the quote-unquote good magic, and black magic. White magic is something like Cinderella type of magic. Black magic is something like Chris Angel mind freak. By the way, pray for Chris Angel. Would you pray that the Lord would deliver him? If you don't know who he is, do not do any research on him unless you anoint yourself with oil, your computer screen, or your TV screen with oil, and pray over all of that profusely. And I'm not kidding. That's what I had to do. Anyways, in my opinion, which I believe is the biblical opinion, all things associated with magic in any way should be destroyed. That includes the Cinderella book and the Harry Potter regalia. Oh, that's legalism. Is it? Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 6. The Bible says, "He practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft and sorcery, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger." There are satanic roots to not only magic, but divination and fortune-telling. We see that in the book of Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 24. In conclusion, get rid of it. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please free me from any and all cult and occult involvement that I have been involved in or my family throughout the generations. I desire to be washed and covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.